I suppose I reported to Parliament with, I believe, about 29 other MPs yesterday about the results from their community of feedback that we've been getting since this proposal came up, and what I reported to Parliament that as of 10:20 a.m. Yesterday, which is just before I spoke, the figures that I had of people who contacted my electorate, that were electorate office or myself, that were enrolled in the Dawson electorate, we had 78 in support of gay marriage and 456 opposed. I've got to say that we've got a few more in, and that today that figure's changed to 92 in favour and 473 against.
What's your personal view on this issue?
Well, look, my personal view is that marriage, by its definition, is between a man and a woman. I don't think that, you know, you really can start adding things to that, because when something is what it is by its definition, it can't be something it's not. So people have different views on that, and I appreciate that, but that is a view, and from what I see, it's reflected in the numbers that we got through the electorate office.
Your personal view being what it is, do you think it would be challenging then for people that have opposing views to feel comfortable to raise that with you?
Oh, well, look, I've got to say 92 of them have found comfortable enough already. I think most people would be comfortable with just sending an email in, and that's all it takes. I have people who are Facebook friends that disagree with me on this, and they've made it known through there, and I've put them on the list of the 92 as well. So, you know, I don't bite people's heads off when they disagree with me, Daniel. I welcome disagreement. It's a democracy.
Do you have friends or family who are gay?
I actually do. I have both friends and family members who are gay. And some of them agree with my position, some of them don't. We have our debates on the issue. But at the end of the day, we're all friends or relatives, as the case may be.
Do you think this is an important issue in the community? Is it something that you think warrants discussion at the very least?
Well, look, Daniel, I'll put it this way. In June this year, with my newsletter that went out to just about every household in the electorate, I did distribute a survey that asked people to list the four issues that concern them the most. And I've got to say that it only just rated slightly, the issue. And out of those, most of the responses were actually against. So to me, that actually says that, by and large, local residents are more interested in issues like the carbon tax, the state of the Bruce Highway, and local roads than they are about gay marriage. And certainly those other issues rated a lot higher.